Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kyle, and you're checking out the Crew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Subscribe and download right now.
Yo, Roddy Rich.
Rodolfo Rico, aquí está.
Rodolfo Rico.
Todo bien, hermano.
Hey.
¿Todo bien?
¿Qué? ¿Qué?
Alimentando las calles 13.
You gotta hit him with the K. ¿Qué?
Dale.
What day did you with it fast, too? You be saying something like, ¿qué?
¿Más leche?
So, ¿sabes? Feed the streets, alimentando las calles.
Alimentando. Alimentando.
Las calles.
Las calles.
Tres.
Tres.
Disponible.
Right. Huh?
Disponible.
I can't do it. I can't.
I was trying. It's out now. Go
yeah,
on.
See, it's out now. It's out now. What I just said is out now. Yeah. What's good? It's Roddy Rich, and you checking out the Crew Show. It's not just a show; it's a whole vibe.
All right, welcome to it. It's the Crew Show podcast. Jeff Garcia here, along with Cruz. We got Leche. We got Jackie.
Yep.
Of course, I produce the Crew Show, and
yes,
I help narrate the podcast. I guess is the best word. I don't know. Steer him in the right direction.
You host it.
I host it. Okay.
Host it. Narrate. Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I'll take that, man. Listen, we've been really busy the last couple weeks. And one of the things we've been lucky to be busy with is interviews. We've had Roddy Rich in here. We've had Glorilla. We had Sweetie. Bryson Tiller. It's been a really amazing couple weeks of interviews. So let's start there. I want to talk about Roddy Rich, first of all, right? Roddy Rich is known to be a super chill guy, right?
Yeah.
The complete opposite on our show. I mean, even... You know, his record rep was like, I've never seen anything like this. It's amazing. It's the best. He's having so much fun.
That's a fact.
What do you think the key was to the mood in the Roddy interview?
I think it's the instant vibe that he gets as soon as he sees us. Mm-hmm. I think he knows that we mean no harm. We're not out to get him. We're not out to what a lot of people do, which is clout chase and immediately grab that headline and be tacky with it. I think he sees us as allies. Maybe friends, not sure, but definitely allies. And he sees us as a show that he could trust. And he knows that it's a vibe and we're going to have a good time and we're going to laugh. And we've seen that in our last interview. I think it's the best Roddy Rich interview of 2022.
Yeah, I was to piggyback off of Primo. You know, we sat down with him at BET, right?
Yep.
It was for like 8 minutes. So after that interview, I was like, please, like, it's no coincidence. Like, we sat down with him for 8 minutes and it was good energy.
That was
laughs.
Funny. Yeah.
But we also were able to do it for 30 minutes, like nonstop. Like, yeah, I'm like, for sure, he's with us forever. Like, it's just, he's always going to be good with us. Like, because he knows, like, we just genuine, we authentic, and, you know, he picks it up.
And I think he likes, you know, I mean, the fact that it's got a Latino side to it because it's stuff that he doesn't normally get to talk about, you know what I mean? And he knows the jokes are going to be a little different and, you know, there's lifestyle stuff that he, you know, maybe he's learning in the process, you know what I mean? And
true.
Like, and having fun with it. So I think, man, hats off to you guys for doing a really great interview with Roddy Rich. And then another person that's in that same vein is Bryson Tiller, you know, I mean, known.
Otro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, known to be super chill, you know, antisocial, introvert type of energy. But he came in and gave us a really revealing interview about being bullied and, you know, talking about his daughter a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of different things. And I felt like, man, those are two back to backs that from people that you don't normally get lengthy interviews from that really were amazing. And any thoughts on the Bryson Tiller, Jackie, maybe Cruz?
I mean, I think both of them, I know I didn't speak on Roddy Rich real quick, but like both Roddy and Bryson, it was my first time meeting them and they were really great energy. And I think that just shows how we are as people too. They're just very open. They're very honest about, you know, how their life experiences. And it was really cool to getting to know Bryson on a much more personal level.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bryson is a few years in now. You know, I think at first when we first met him, it was even tougher, you know what I mean? Because he was so closed in. But I believe he's opening up more to the world. I think that's great. I think that's phenomenal. I think Frank Ocean should do the same.
Yes.
Come out of hiding, Frank.
Right. And even Tyler, the Creator, for that matter as well. Like, you know, not everybody's out to harm you, you know, but it's hard to believe that, I think, when you're in their position.
Oh, yeah, and in the day absolutely. And age we live in, you know.
Simone, yeah, exactly.
It's hard.
I mean, Bryson even talks about, like, staying off social media and how it put a really damper on his, you know, on his mental well-being.
Yep.
And I thought, and to a point, I agree, too, because I just now post what I need to post and I'm off of it and that's it. You know,
I told that to you guys too. Like, I really like, man, in my mind, I'm just like, dude, I got to start, you know, being that as well, which is, hey, listen, we don't have a choice. Jackie, you know, we post Leche, whatever, mm-hmm. for work. That's part of our jobs here. And, you know, we go on there, we see what's happening, we post. But yeah, it's like that stick and move mentality. Get in there, throw up what you got to throw up, be interactive with the people that mess with you. But then don't sit there and get sucked into the black hole that is TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, because there's so much negativity on there that it really could affect your mood.
Yeah,
you know, like
it really
my wife,
can.
The first thing she does in the morning, like usually I'll kind of get up or we'll wake up around the same time, but sometimes I'll roll over and she's already on her phone. It's 6 o'clock. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Because that, no, for real, that affects your mood, dude. Like,
it, it does.
It really
you
does.
See
oh,
something
God,
that
yes.
makes you mad,
trust
or
me.
Some politician said something that you don't agree with, and then all of a sudden you're toxic before your 2 feet hit the floor, dog. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. They say don't check your phone when you wake up, right? Like, that's not the first thing you should do, I guess, right?
Man.
You know, and a lot of people feel this way. Do you guys ever think social media will go away and we'll be sitting here one day thinking, God, remember we used to tell people everything we did every second of the day with social media?
I don't think social media will ever go away. I think it might, like, die down a little bit, but I don't think it'll go away just because everybody likes to know and be in other people's business.
Yeah. As long as it makes money, it's not. Yeah. It's a business.
Yeah,
I think it'll end up being different. Did any of you guys ever watch Ready Player One?
No, mm-hmm. I didn't.
It's a really good movie, and it's about like the future and the metaverse, and it's about this video game guy that made a whole game, and you basically sink yourself into this game, like metaverse style, you know? And it's really cool, but I think that that's the way the world's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are going to get sucked into those worlds as their avatars more than being on social media.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
Sure, like, sure.
I think that's going to be the norm. And social media, people already have problems with it, so I think some people will start backing off a little bit more. You know, we know Elon's going to ruin Twitter already at this point.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that once more avenues become available and become more interactive, because in this movie, you could put on full suits and like interact and have feeling in your suits. Like, if I hug you can feel it.
Whoa.
Like, that's the future, you know? And I think that those things will, because you only have so much time in a day, right? And people will start picking more stuff like that.
Sure, yeah.
Than sitting on and looking at pictures of
I think
people.
At that point it becomes like an experience, right? Like
a human
experience.
And I think that that's how it'll evolve eventually.
Yeah. You know, I made a decision, man. I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna put too much energy or give a S about a lot of things like politics in Elon Musk, 6ix9ine or Lil Pump or anything that is purposely trying to annoy people. I check in as much as I need to because of what we do, but I have made a decision to not let it affect me.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, there are things that, you know, are going on in the world that social media does keep me aware of because I don't watch the news all that often.
Yeah.
And my source of news is the social media. But it comes to a point where I learn what I need to learn and I seek out information if I want to learn more. But if other than that, it's just like, I don't want my day to be ruined. I don't want my mood to be ruined. And it's taken
It'll
me.
Do that.
I had to learn very, very quickly when starting like here that social media is your biggest critic. And it's up to me whether I decide to feed into it or not.
Sure, yeah.
And how it affects me mentally, too.
Yeah, no, it's really up to us at the end of the day.
Yeah, you got to police yourself. I mean, because if not, man, if it gets a hold of you, dude, it's a wrap. You know,
it
and there's so
you.
Many other things that are so much more important, man.
Bro, I remember when we did mornings and I used to wake up to hate on Twitter. I mean, it was bad. It was bad on Instagram. It was bad, bro. Bad, 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 bad. And I remember the way it made me feel. And it's a really dark spot. It's a really dark space to be in. Can you imagine? You know, like, it's just, it's rough. And so many people have dealt with that as well, which is very unfair. You got to remember, those people, I mean, it's a reflection. The way they act is a reflection on who they are and how they feel about themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and how miserable they are in their own lives. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what's funny is because, like, you think about, like, Ari Lennox says that she's put down the internet, right?
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't want to be part of anyone's dragation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Jesse Reyes was almost the same way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Bryson, and then you got Roddy. You know, so, like, we're seeing this more from artists.
Yeah, man.
That they're just checking out because it probably kills their effing creativity too, you know what I mean?
Like,
it discourages them ultimately too from making content, from making any music, anything to be creative. And being in an industry where you are a creative, it's just, it's tough.
It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It really does. All right, so let's move on to some of the fun we had on the show this week. Jackie, one of my favorite things we did this week was to talk about you and all your football teams. Mm-hmm. You were a 49ers, Rams, Eagles fan, and then a Golden State Laker fan. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of fun, man. We had we brought it to the air, and we asked people if they agree or disagree with you, whether or not you could be fans of more than one team. Mm-hmm. And it was decidedly one-sided for the most part, man. So let's go ahead and listen to some of the calls that came in.
No, it's not possible. And her man, who dropped the Giants to be a Dodger fan, he was never a Giants fan to begin with.
Well, yeah, he did. Honestly, he did admit to being a bandwagon Giants fan, because then I asked him, I was like, name me some current players. He goes, Barry Bonds. I was like, please don't. No.
My G.
But it's like he converted from like being a Bay person to an LA person, so I feel like I had to give in a little bit. You know,
you sound like what had happened was.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Exactly. Thank you, bro, for making sense.
In my defense, my mom was a 49ers fan since she was a kid, so okay. I feel like I kind of have to.
So who's the Eagles fan?
My
Why are you an Eagles fan?
And who's a Rams fan?
My dad's a Rams
fan. You need to pick who you love more right now, today.
Oh, don't do that to me. They're probably listening. Don't do that to me.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. And
why?
Thank you.
First and foremost, it's Bang Bang Niner Gang all day long.
Bang Bang Niner Gang. Also, Fly Eagles Fly.
Where are you from?
So, check it out. I'm from San Francisco, born and raised. I've been in Southern California almost 2 years now. You do you. If you want to love 2, 3, 4 teams, girl, do you.
Hey.
That's your business.
Hey, but as a Niners fan, diehard Niners fan, you going to let a partial Rams fan penetrate y'all circle?
No, absolutely not.
Big homie, so can Jackie be a fan of multiple teams?
He already sounds like he's going to yell at me.
I know, right? Clearing his throat.
You know what, Jackie? I'm not going to yell at you. At first, I did have that smoke. I'm president of the SoCal Eagles Family Football Fan Club out here in L.A.
So can Jackie be a fan of multiple teams?
No, she cannot be a fan of multiple teams. I heard her reasoning why she picked those particular teams.
Yeah.
This is what I would say to Jackie as an Eagle fan. If you can sing the fight song to me, then we'll consider accepting.
Oh, my God.
You got to tell me the appropriate time when we sing the fight song.
Yeah, isn't it Fly, Eagles, Fly? I don't, that's on the road to victory.
Good
I don't know. Isn't
what,
it
bro?
Something like that?
Is she in or not?
She's not in, but she's close. She's close.
Absolutely not. The whole point of sports teams is loyalty. It's like, all the LAFC fans who were Galaxy fans 4 years ago, it means nothing because you just flip flop.
Ooh, Lecce. Exactly. That's the Lecce.
Yeah, Lecce.
That's
the
indirect at Lecce, TBH. But my thing is that I grew up with a house divided all the time,
mm-hmm.
especially for football. So, I mean,
it's her family's fault.
Yeah, it's blame my parents, blame my brother.
But calling yourself a fan, I feel like probably isn't accurate.
You sound a little annoyed. You annoyed at this?
Yeah, I'm kind of heated.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you.
Are you a Galaxy fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, see?
Yeah, you know, Lecce is a Galaxy and LAFC.
I'm a soccer fan, but go ahead. Bring it up.
No, that's even more egregious than the Warriors.
Egregious, Lecce. Egregious.
That's a big word, but it's cool.
Look, all I know is that Lecce is one of those LAFC influencer fans.
All LAFC fans are influencers. They pay all their fans.
Sounds like you're mad. Get your followers up.
Oh, yo!
You're okay. A hater, Leach. I host for Galaxy, so, you know, I'm there
yeah,
with
know,
you.
I've seen you there.
I know.
That's
so
why I feel like you know about loyalty. So it's like, you know, you got to put on for your team.
So we also put a poll up on social media, the evil social media, and everybody agreed pretty much for the most part that you need to pick one team.
Yeah.
So you did.
Yes.
Which was pretty awesome.
The Rams. Because, because I already feel like there's hella 49ers fans in my family, and I say hella, ew, but there's already a bunch of 49ers fans in my family, and my dad is the only Rams fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother is the only Eagles fan, but I guess he kind of like has my niece now to kind of just take that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was just like, all right, well, I'll just cheer with my dad then. So I just picked the Rams.
Your mom's a Rams fan?
My mom's a 49ers fan.
Oh, and your dad's a Rams fan?
My dad's
got it. Okay.
So my dad's a Rams fan, my mom's a 49ers fan, and my brother's an Eagles fan, and my sister-in-law's a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Whoa. So how does your mom feel that you betrayed her and her team?
She doesn't feel betrayed. I'm pretty sure I agree with her more on other things than I do with my dad, too. So
okay.
So, yeah. It's more of like a...
It's a balance.
Yeah, it's a balance. I pick and choose my battles.
That's right.
You know, now we just need to find Cruz a team.
Yeah. Need to figure this out. A lot of people think I'm a Raiders fan because I look like a Cholo, but I'm not
like
a Raiders fan.
I feel
like
you'd be a Cowboys guy. I don't know why.
Never.
I feel like you would.
Never, never a Cowboys fan.
Or maybe like a Steelers fan.
Why not a Cowboys fan?
Oh, man, I just know too many Cowboys fans and they're all the same.
My uncle's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, Leo's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, and I can't be a part of that. I've been turned off by the fans.
I'm sick.
So who are you considering?
Who am I considering? Chargers? Rams?
Uh-huh.
And maybe, I don't know. Maybe the Raiders? I don't know, since they're such an underdog.
I mean, that would make your father
they're
all
always
happy.
Underdog, and they still yeah.
Chargers underdog. Are underdog, too.
Yeah, true. True, very true. I root for the underdog. You know what I mean?
I like to, too.
I go for
who's the most hated
whoever has it,
team?
Whoever has it the hardest, pause.
Oh, my gosh.
That's who I root for. That goes for anything in life, I believe.
Let me Google that.
Most yeah, hated. Who's the most hated football team?
Probably the Cowboys, no?
Probably the Cowboys, yeah.
Really?
Probably
the Cowboys. I'm not going to be a Cowboys fan.
Or the Patriots.
I was going to say, Patriots, I think yeah. the Patriots, no? Yeah.
Right now, it's the Broncos.
I mean, Cruz, listen, if you're looking for miserable, bro,
yeah.
come be a Chargers fan.
Are you sure?
Cause, yeah, because listen,
Raider Nation.
They're miserable too, but they never
Raider
believe they're
Nation.
Miserable. That's
no.
the thing. They live in an alternate universe.
They're in the biggest denial, man. I love it. Listen, they're making a happy decision to live in denial.
Because all the Raiders fans I know, I don't like, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen, come over to the Chargers, man. Listen, we can be depressed
Bolt
together.
Up.
Yeah.
You know, we can make a video. I want to kill my
Oh, God, no. I want to kill my
team.
It's
funny. I know, like, all the slogans. I think I know, like, majority of the slogans on, like, a lot of sports teams.
What's
I
the Chargers like ones?
The Chargers ones is Bolt Up, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the Niners?
The Niners.
And it's not Bang Bang.
Bang Bang Niner Gang, isn't
no,
it?
No, not officially.
Oh,
is that,
well,
is that what they say on the
fan.
Mic there?
That's what they say in the streets, my G.
Niner Gang? I don't know.
No.
What's the Raiders?
The Raiders is Raider Nation.
No, their thing is just win, baby.
Oh, just win, baby. That's right. Yeah.
Never mind. I didn't know the fan thing. I know the fan slogan.
Right.
Well, Cruz, let's work on that because I think you need to.
Yeah,
because you got Cam and them, you know, your kids are coming up, and this is a very important time of their life.
And I enjoy football. I'm kind of like Jackie. Like when I watch highlights, I watch Charger highlights, I watch Niner highlights, I watch Raider highlights. Great. I'm exactly where Jackie was.
Yeah, and y'all were punking on me for what?
No, I'm just saying, like, since I don't have a team, I watch the highlights of teams of people that I know. Like, since you're a Chargers fan, Garcia, I watch Chargers highlights so I could talk to you about it.
Cry like I do?
I watch Niner and 49er highlights so I could talk to my father-in-law about it or Diana, my wife, about it. Mm-hmm. And then I also watch Rams, you know, because it's L.A. all day.
So I think it would be good because you got Chargers, you got Rams now. I mean, if you picked an alternate team besides the one that me and Jackie have, that'd be fun to talk about.
Niners? I mean,
what
I'm sorry.
Leche? Do you have a team?
I root for the Packers because of my best friend, Chip. Like, just bring on to Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, I just root for the Packers. But I don't really follow football like that.
But you do have a team. It's the Packers.
It's the Packers,
like,
yeah.
If you would like to, if you were someone to ask.
Like, not like a diehard, though. Like,
yeah,
I don't.
Okay. You're a cheesehead. That's what it is. I'm
yes, I know.
Ass.
That's what they call them, but I'm not.
Lechizio.
It's not like that serious for me. Like, my homie Chip, like, if the team loses.
You're a Packers fan. Don't fight it.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go, my G.
All right, let's move off of the sports
a
little
bit. Are they a good
bit. Team?
Should I watch the Packers?
No, they're not a good team.
Yeah, bad season right now.
Ah.
I mean, I would stay as local as you can. I think Raiders, Rams are Chargers are probably a good way to go.
I'm an LA guy. I'm an LA guy. It's got to be an LA team.
Yeah, you should make it an LA team. I mean, you and Jackie teaming up with the Rams is not a bad thing, I guess, either.
Period.
All right. So, by the way, in case you don't listen to the show on the radio, we are doing a contest for football picks, straight up picks all season long.
Yeah.
The winner doesn't get anything. Except a little bit of pride, but the loser has to wear a cheerleading outfit here to work. And right now, Jackie is in last place, 4 behind Cruz. Jackie, you got probably a handful of weeks left, maybe 5-6 weeks left to right the ship.
What happens? Okay, I just thought of this right now. let's say we go like Super Bowl, like, okay, regular season's done. And let's say I am in last place. Can I bet on who's going to win the Super Bowl? And then that just
you
brings,
want a double or nothing?
Yeah, double or nothing.
I am here for all.
So
I'm
then
here
if
for
I,
that.
Like the
I'm
last two, the that. Last two make a bet on like on the Super Bowl, and then whoever loses just has to wear.
No.
Well,
it would have to be for you. You don't. You
why?
Put. You ain't
but
putting Cruz at risk.
It's double or nothing. You have to.
So say he's trying to drag. She's trying to drag you.
She's trying to. Yeah. She's trying to
like,
drag
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Do that.
Just say yes. Cruz.
No.
Like yeah. Do that.
Yes,
but
Pat.
It's double or nothing for you. You don't got to bring in Cruz.
I didn't
into
even think
this.
About that.
I mean, you could. If Cruz is here for a double or nothing,
now, I mean, you could come back and win.
Leche, sometimes you need to not be like.
Let me speak to my counsel now. Leche, am I here for a double or nothing bet?
I say yes.
I mean, Jackie should have that. I mean, why not give it to her, but not
but
drag you
option.
Into it?
You don't have to be in it, is what Letcha's saying.
See,
she can do a double or nothing bet. Like, she goes, I don't really want to wear a cheerleading outfit. So, if I pick the correct Super Bowl winner, then I don't have to do anything. But if I don't, then I got to do two things.
See,
and that doesn't need to involve Cruz.
Exactly. Because she was trying to bring, then the last two, whoever picks it right or wrong, then they have to do it.
I think she was trying to bring me down with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We can work on some extra stuff. But yeah, so anyways, that's going to happen during the regular season. But
I almost cursed
right.
at Jackie, dog.
I'm sick.
I almost cursed at her.
You should.
No.
Yeah,
go ahead. Let it go. That Jack.
No way. I thought you were gonna say something else. I thought you were gonna say pause because then I said I'm like we all go down.
See Jackie trying to go down. Nah, pause that too.
All right, man. Let's move on to Jackie and her man Nico. They've been together a couple years. Nico's been sick recently.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's been trying to
sick.
Tell him, "Hey, man, listen, take some medicine, get better." Nico's being a little stubborn, not listening. So at that point, Jackie mm-hmm. used that opportunity to say, "Listen, I am not going to be your mother. I'm going to tell you one time. If you don't listen to me, that's on you. But I'm not going to baby you through this whole process because you're not listening to me, anyways." Is that a good summation of what happened, Jackie?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
Okay, so we brought that to the air. And we asked if Jackie's wrong or right. Is she wrong for telling him, I'm not going to be your mom and baby you? Not just sick, but everything.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to just hold your hand through life here. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, because I'd be telling him, like, okay, I think, like, you know, you should do... Like, he tells me what he's going through, and then I give him advice, and I tell him, like, oh, I think you should just do this. And he'll be like, okay. And I'm like, okay, like, all right. But then he'll bring it up again later. I'm like, well, I gave you a solution. Like, I don't know why you're just... not taking it. Like,
he may question your solution.
Yeah, that happens with me and my wife.
My solution is very, very reasonable. Like, and it's just a common sense solution. So
yeah, everybody's common sense is different. And I trust
yeah,
me, I mean,
yeah.
you'll learn that as you work with different people, you know, and all that. But I deal with the same thing at times with wifey. But Cruz, you know, was quick to say, hey, listen, I like having two moms.
Yes.
He said that to Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
You know, I like having two moms.
Oh,
and,
God.
And Roddy kind of laughed at that or whatever. But
yeah, it's true.
You know, but you say Diana does...
She does mom things and wifey things. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. I don't mind. I think, you know, she helps me. That's part of having a good woman, I believe. You know, a good woman keeps you on point. You know what I mean? And handles... certain aspects of life for you and with you.
Mm-hmm. Certain, not all.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Diana handles it all, but I'm here for it as well. I'm here to handle it all for her as well.
Have you ever made a doctor's appointment for Diana?
I've never made a doctor's appointment
for
Diana.
How many doctor's appointments has Diana made for you?
Every doctor's appointment she's
Jesus
made for me.
Christ.
Yeah, Jackie, you weren't here when they
I've
had
never
a big
made
discussion.
A doctor's appointment by myself. I shouldn't
Are you
even
serious?
Say that, dog.
Are you serious?
I don't remember, but I'm sure I have, but, you know, whatever.
I don't think you have.
I don't know. I think I have.
I don't know.
I think
it's only my third day out here. I don't know.
We were here early when we came over here to afternoons, and I remember this conversation pretty vividly. I think Diana called, and it was about taking out the trash.
Yeah.
And Cruz doesn't like to take out the trash. But
I have trauma behind it, man.
Right. Yeah. So explain the trauma. Let's do that first.
Because, man, listen, I grew up with all sorts of brothers in the house. And for whatever reason, my dad, who picked on me growing up and bullied me, my dad would choose me. And I think he thought it was funny to do that.
To take the trash out.
To take the trash out. He used it as his amusement, and I saw that, and I figured it out, and since then, it's always been a thing with me.
But, like...
I gotta get it over. I gotta get over it. I get it, but it stuck with me.
Huh.
Now I take out the trash, though, you know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have kids, you know what I mean? I don't want to be another child, which I am, but I'm just saying, like, not in everything, bro.
That's, no, but that's growth, because I remember you very specifically, or Diana very specifically stating, like, he doesn't take out the trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And I love that you're doing it now for your kids. I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
bro.
But it's not like I don't do nothing as well.
Yeah,
like I provide for my family. You know what I'm saying? I'm raising our two sons. I'm making sure that that we want for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that that we have a happy home life as well. Both my wife and I are doing that. I'm not doing that solo. But you know, there's a list of things, a host of things that I believe I do to hold my end of the bargain.
I kind of want to ask you something that I saw on like Jimmy Kimmel. Do you know your kid's doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. Ashburn, who recently retired.
Interesting.
That's my guy.
That's good. I mean, everything changes when you have kids. You know,
I shouldn't get a cookie for that. Everyone should know
their
kids'
doctor's name. There's some leftovers.
It's stupid.
No, but Cruz, it's awesome because you know, like that's the whole thing, right? We talk about it all the time in here. Whether we had a dad or not, you know, whatever. But it's break cycle, break cycle, break cycle.
Yes, sir.
You know, and the fact that you're not using the trash as a weapon.
No.
But as a moment to teach your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Responsibility. You know, and it never gets easy. My teenagers fight every chore. I try to rotate them so they can't bitch that one's doing this all the time and the other one's doing that all the time. You know, trust me, the dishes, the worst chore. The trash, the worst chore. But, you know, you just kind of try to get through it, man. Let's leave it right there, but I'm really happy, man. It makes you happy to hear that, man, because that's what relationships are about. It's give and take and give and take. Mm-hmm. And you and Diana have your own way of doing things. Sarah and I have, and Jackie and Nico have. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear from some of the audience about Jackie's statement of not being a mother for Nico. We got some amazing calls.
Yeah.
Let's check those out real quick.
1,000% right.
No way. Why?
Yeah, guys are babies, and they want to be treated like little babies.
So? And?
No, that's tacky. It's kind of a turnoff.
Nah, not if you're a real woman.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm just being
If it was up to him, he'd probably want her to do everything for him.
Yeah.
And it's not right. It's like,
listen.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like when girls are sick, we don't go like, oh, what, can you do this for me? Or what am I supposed to do?
You know who's like that? My dad is like that. And put this on the radio because they're listening right now.
Yo, your man
my dad, if God forbid he gets a headache, my mom just looks at me and she goes, don't talk to your dad. Don't talk to your dad.
I got two moms. You know what I'm saying? That's how much of a mama's boy I am. Two moms.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got one mom. You got one mom, and you got your wife.
Yeah, who's like my mom, and I love her for it.
Oh, God.
Speaking
of. Praise her.
She might be listening right now. Babe, don't forget to schedule that doctor's appointment so I can get my booster.
If he knows he's a man, he should be doing his own stuff and... Like, medicine will help him. So if she told him, take medicine, and he did it, so that's his choice.
Hey, what's your name? I'm sorry?
Ariana.
Ariana. Ariana, I fear that one day you may become someone's mom, too.
I won't, though.
No, you won't. Right? Good. That's
Stick
good.
Stick to that mentality.
I have a good mom that teaches me good lessons.
That's good.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool.
Shout out to your mom.
Yeah, your mom's doing a good job. Okay, Ariana?
Okay. We love you guys.
Hey, we love you, too.
We listen to you guys every day.
I personally think she is wrong. From experience, I've been with my husband for 10 years. You know, every relationship is different, but you guys vow to, you know, take care of each other, so it should be mutual. There's a difference between taking care of them and babying them. Well, it's either you want to take care of your man or you want him to run to his mama for everything. And that's not much of a turn on for me to have a mama's boy.
Yeah. Now, would you rather him run to his mom or run to you?
Well, his mom's the same way with him, too. Yeah. She tells him and then he doesn't do it either way. So he just doesn't listen to anybody.
Well, you could either tell him the first time. If he doesn't listen, that's on him.
Just checking in. Hey, I got a couple words for Jackie.
Yeah, go
What's
ahead.
Up, bro?
No mames.
What do you mean, no mames?
Back when I was growing up, man, our moms did everything, and our sisters did everything without, you know, saying like that. The new generation, man, they weak.
Now we're just standing up for ourselves at this point. Because guess what? My mom took care of her brothers, and she didn't want to take care of my dad like she babied her brothers. So she cut that off. And guess what? I'm going to be doing the same.
Oh, you got this from your mom.
Oh.
My mom's a very strong, independent woman, so I'm just doing, I'm following in her footsteps.
That's right.
Hey, that's great. You know, I mean, they're all independent, but man, like, we're sort of changed up.
Hey, bro, so what's your message to Gen Z, bro?
I don't know what that is.
Well, those calls were funny and interesting, yeah. Man. A lot of great perspective. Listen, the one thing that we learned, or we knew probably, that everybody reinforced was men are babies when they're sick.
That's that a was, fact. Like,
it's almost that turned into a different topic. You know?
I can admit that. I can admit it,
too. Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know.
Letcha, you disagree?
No. I mean.
Letcha just doesn't admit he's sick at all, ever.
Nah, what do you
That's
mean?
That's true. Get out of here. Nah, yeah, we're definitely fragile. We're vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? But
I believe there's a reason for that. I believe men act like children when they're sick, and there's a reason for that. I believe that's for a reason, and it's not a coincidence that mostly all men act like that.
Because in Latino households, if a mom's son is sick, it's always, oh, mijito, like, I'll take care of you, blah, 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 blah. And that's why men grow up to be babies when they're sick. My dad is the exact same way, and he says he's not. But my mom and I will, like, fight him on this. Gets a headache, he has to take a nap for, like, 3 hours until the headache's away. God forbid he's sick and has a cough.
Try that, man.
My God.
Yeah, God forbid he has a cough. It's the end of the world, and he takes all... Granted, he does take medicine, but it takes him, like, a week to get over it.
I mean, you know, we're never going to live that stereotype down. It kind of just is what it is.
Yeah, and it's a fight we're never going to win.
Yeah, and it's pretty accurate, so what are you going to do?
True.
You know, like, I guess it is.
But I'm saying it's accurate for a reason.
We got to take the L. We got to take the L. We just got to take the L, man. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we had a lot of fun, and we appreciate everybody listening to The Crew Show, Real 92.3.
Yes, thank you.
Afternoons, 2 to 7. Make sure you listen to us on the free iHeartRadio app. Talk back at us, man, on that app, too, by pressing that red microphone button. We play your messages on the air all the time. Make sure you check out the On Demand podcast. Check out all the great YouTube interviews.
That's right.
We talked about some of the interviews early on in this piece, and make sure you check them out. They're very much worth checking out. Follow Jackie Ramirez at...
I'm Jackie Ramirez.
At Jay Crew Show.
At DJ Lachetto.
At The Sports Dude and at DJ Fuse. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
The Crew Show.
On Real 92.3.